Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Join us as we change lives forever. Together with you on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
That's where you're at. You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. It is just for you, with you up until 11 o'clock. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng, and I gave you beautiful sounds coming there from King Deep Music. He's not alone. He's featuring Terrain, and the title of the song is About Worry About Nothing. And that's what he says. I'm going to worry about nothing, but pray about everything. And that's what the Bible encourages us to do, right? Not to worry, not to be anxious for anything, but to pray about everything, and also being thankful for everything, being thankful unto the Lord for everything that we are going through and that is happening around us, and also giving Him praise, also reminding the family that the Word of God says that all things worketh together for good. And that's why we need to just give thanks, regardless of what is happening, regardless of everything that is taking place. I'm so honored at this current moment in time. I did talk to the family earlier on, and I read her bio talking about my beautiful queen right here from Focus on the Family, Kudzai Muhwati, and she's on the line together with us today. She has been married for 16 years. Can you? It's one six. Yeah. My queen, how are you?
I'm all right, Sibongile. How are you?
Excited to be talking to you this morning. So the 16 years, has it been easy? Has it been awesome? How did you keep it together for 16?
So we're actually turning 17 years on the 3rd of October.
What?
Mm-hmm. Not been easy. I think it's a journey. As you know, marriage is a journey. Mm. We need to keep continuing to communicate with each other, like just encouraging each other, praying with each other. All those things keep it firing up. So, yeah, there's been a lot of lessons that we've learned. But I think the one thing that stands out for me and my husband is we are each other's best friends.
Aww.
So when I get excited about something and I want to share something, he's the person I run to and I tell immediately. I remember one of my sisters complaining that when I tell you, you tell your husband. But it's that thing that I have one tell, and my one tell is my husband. So if you're telling me, you're telling him.
Yeah.
So all my friends know that as well, that if you're telling me.
So don't share. If you don't want me to tell him, don't share.
Or tell me, don't tell him.
Oh my, is it going to be easy for you not to tell?
Yeah, no, if you tell me, don't tell, I will honor that and I'll respect that and I will tell.
Oh my.
But yes, he is my best friend. He's mm-hmm. been my best friend for the longest time. And it's such a blessing being married to Ravel.
Wow, that is like really awesome. And today we're talking about how couples can keep the fires burning in their marriages, especially looking at the theme of the marriage week, which is unbreakable. And I believe that then if we want a marriage that is unbreakable, we have to keep the fires burning.
We definitely
Is it
do,
possible Sibongile? To even
we
do that?
Do. Yes, we can, and we definitely can. So I'm going to share a few ideas with your listeners today on how we can keep the fire burning.
Uh-huh.
First and foremost, keep Christ at the center.
Uh-huh.
Christ has to be your foundation. God is our foundation. If you keep Christ at the center of your marriage, that's going to be an amazing way of ensuring that your marriage and remains unbreakable. So you're praying together regularly. You're studying the Bible together.
Mm.
You're inviting God into every area of your marriage and
right.
your relationship with one another.
Mm.
So as you're both growing in Christ, you're also growing closer towards one another. So you're growing closer with each other. So Christ definitely has to be the foundation and the center of your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the foundation. So that's one way of keeping our fire burning. Communicating.
Hmm.
Communication is one of the reasons why a lot of marriages break down.
Yeah.
And we find that it's in the top three reasons why people bring out that divorce word that we do not want to hear.
Hmm.
So keeping communication daily and being deep in your communication with one another. It says, let your conversation be always full of grace. That's Colossians 4, verse 6. Mm. So you need to set time to talk to each other daily, not just about logistics of your household, but also about your hearts, your dreams, and your feelings. I have this one special friend of mine, Tanya. Her and her husband, every 5 p.m., you cannot get her because they go outside and they sit on their patio and they talk with each other for a whole hour, 5 to 6 p.m. You cannot get them. And for that, it's become such an important part of their marriage and their relationship, is that we need to set aside time to just connect with one another and just no kids, no nothing, no outside noise, and it's just you and your spouse connecting about the day. How's the day been? You know, who's stressing you out at work? You know, what is happening? You know, what are you thinking? Sharing your dreams, your hearts with each other. So that's even your struggles. Today I struggled in this area. Oh, today I won in this area. Mm. So you emotionally transparent and spiritually open to one another. And communication is key.
Yeah.
It has to be, you know, a lot of people when I do marriage trainings and facilitations, we'll talk about my roommate and you're talking about your spouse.
Mm.
How did it get to a point of you being roommates when you have committed a lifelong love to each other? So that communication is important and it's necessary in keeping the fire burning in your relationship.
Yes.
Loving intentionally. Love isn't just a feeling. It's a daily decision that I'm going to serve you, I'm going to support you, I'm going to forgive you, and I'm going to pursue you.
Yeah.
So showing love through small gestures, your thoughtful acts, consistent affection, that's also a great way of keeping your love burning. So loving one another intentionally, being intentional with one another. Protect and prioritize intimacy.
Yeah.
Physical intimacy is God designed, and it's a vital part of a healthy marriage. So it's really important to put quality time aside where you guys can just touch one another and you can keep your romance alive. So prioritizing and protecting physical intimacy is also one of the things that you can do to prioritize love. Then this one is one that I absolutely love. Have fun together.
Yeah.
And keep having fun together, even with the kids and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Laugh together, play together, joke together, and just enjoy life together.
Yeah.
Go on dates. A lot of couples do date nights. That's so important. Spend that time going on a date together.
Mm.
Just the same way that you pursued one another in the dating season, that should be the same way that you continue to show love to one another.
Mm.
You know, so it can't be like, well, now I've got you. I don't need to take you out. I don't need to do those things that I did to win your heart. Continue to go on those date nights. Try new things together. You know, just have fun. You know, and keep that friendship that you have as a couple alive. So, yeah, joy and fun will strengthen your relationship and your bond and also reduce the stress of everyday life.
Yeah.
Serving one another, that's an important one. And it's even more important for, you know, with our love languages, we've got five. For those that their love language is acts of service, it's so important for them, you know. But even if it's not, serve one another. You know, the Bible says, serve one another humbly in love, in Galatians 5:13. So marriages thrive when both spouses ask, how can I bless you today?
Mm.
How can I be a blessing and of service to you today?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this is how I'd love you to serve me today.
Mm.
You know, serve one another. So that's one of the things that you can do to keep your fire burning.
Mm.
Praying for one another and with each other. There's something so special. Like, I love it when my husband prays over me.
Yeah.
It's so special. It's so intimate, you know?
Mm.
Praying with one another, praying with each other, and praying for one another. That is so important in your marriage. So devoting yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful, like Colossians 4:2 says, prayer builds spiritual intimacy like nothing else. It covers, if you're covering your spouse in prayer daily and seeking God's guidance for your marriage, that's going to help your marriage become unbreakable.
Sure. There are couples who are listening right now. When you talk to people, sometimes you learn these things. You hear them there and there. And you hear somebody saying, we don't pray together. We don't pray. Everybody, each of us prays at their own corner. And we never get to praying together. And you emphasized Christ being the center of it all, being the center of the marriage. Are those couples that didn't do it when they were courting, and they don't even do it now. They're not praying together. But now, as you're saying this, maybe somebody's saying, yeah, but maybe we need to change that and come together. Mm. You find even when they are supposed to find, or when they find themselves together now with other people and they have to pray together with everybody, it feels awkward because we don't do this in the house.
Yeah.
So how do we start?
It's something that you can start doing today. Because you want to grow together spiritually and personally. If you're not attending church together, I encourage that as well. Going to church together, you'll find that in some cases, the moms are the ones going, the wives are the ones going to church, and the dad will stay at home. But attending church together, being part of a small home group or home cell together, doing devotionals as a couple. Focus on the Family has amazing couples devotional, guys. Mm. Please get them if you don't already have. But it's encouraging each other to grow spiritually, you know, your own spiritual, personal growth, your own mental growth, your own emotional growth. As you are growing spiritually, all these things will happen. But it is important. Do it together as a family. You know, bring in your kids as well. Pray together as a family. A praying family is definitely unbreakable. Mm. And the more you do it, you're also teaching your children the way that they should go as well. Mm. So then they will be praying in their marriages and in their family as they're watching mom and dad praying over each other and over their family. They themselves will also learn, hey, this is something I also want for my own family when I have one as well.
Right. Mm. So you can start that. How would you say they should start? Talking about it, getting communication in there to say, let's talk about this.
I think you just get started. You just start tonight. Hey, you know what?
Let's pray together.
We should pray together. Yeah. Let's just do it. Call the family in together. And even in that, like say, hey, babe, can we have some quality time together tonight?
Yeah.
And then you go in your room or wherever you feel most comfortable, and you do it.
Yeah.
You'll find that even without even telling him, well, okay, we're going to say him because I'm talking about, like, my husband, myself.
Yes.
I say, hey, babe, let's spend some quality time. And then you're like, hey, I would love to pray for you. Is that okay?
Mm.
And that's how you start.
Mm.
And then they would also feel like, oh, wow, that's so beautiful. Can I also pray for you?
Mm.
So you just start. You just start. You don't have to make a big deal about it. You just get started. It's important because you're also protecting your household.
Mm.
You're putting a hedge of protection around your home, a hedge of protection around your marriage, and you're saying, you know, we are a praying family and we are going to put that hedge of protection around our family and our kids and our marriage.
How do couples, or how can couples develop an effective way of communicating? Because you mentioned that is one of the high reasons that would cause a commotion in a marriage, and some discomfort as a result of that. So how should couples then develop that kind of a communication where it's effective, where they can hear each other as well? I have learned that there are some people in life where when you talk to them, they listen to answer. Not listening to hear you, but to answer what you are saying.
Okay, so we have this one activity that we do in one of the courses that I facilitate in Fight Your Way to a Better Marriage.
Yeah.
Where exactly what you're saying, Sibongile, where I'm already getting an answer ready. I'm not necessarily listening to what you're saying.
Yeah.
I've already got an answer ready for you.
Yeah.
And I'm just waiting for you to finish so that I can just answer you.
Yeah.
It's actually listening. So for a minute or 3 minutes, you sit. You cannot say anything. You cannot do anything. You are just listening.
Mm.
And that develops, so you'll hear the other person speak, and you will then, after that 1 minute, say back to that person what they've been saying to you.
Mm.
And that allows you to get to a point of you listening to hear and understand, not listening to answer.
Mm.
And it's a really effective tool of getting that communication starting. But also, each couple is unique.
Mm.
What works best for both of you? So in your marriage, you're not Kaiser Chiefs versus Sundowns or whatever. You are on each other's team.
Of course.
So you need to find a rhythm that works well for you.
Okay.
Where both of you win. So it's a win-win solution. You both are winning. Uh-huh. So in that, it's finding, how best do we hear each other?
Okay.
What are the ways that work for us to be able to hear one another?
Mm.
And you can work on that. But if you're really struggling, that listening game where you just stop, the one person speaks for a minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever you're wanting to do, and then they say back to you what you have said.
Okay.
Then you get that rhythm working, and it becomes easier because they're listening to hear you and understand you.
Okay, let's take a break and then come back to talk to you some more, my queen. This is like really exciting to hear. Let's take a break. We're coming back.
Bringing you closer to Christ. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Those are awesome songs coming there from Sean P, Blood of the Lamp. 24 minutes, it is just after 10. You're listening to Just For You with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 11 o'clock. And at 11 o'clock, Germany Johan L says hello to you on Perspective. And afterwards, Lukomkwedi Puti will be with you on Heart to Heart from 12 tot 3 eer. And right now, I'm not alone. I'm with Kuzai Muhwati. We're talking about how couples can keep the fires burning in their marriages. And what I love about Kudzai is that she is with Focus on the Family, and she is also talking from experience herself. She has been married for 16 years. We're celebrating the Marriage Week, and we're celebrating marriage. We thank God for marriage as well, even praying for marriages. Now, Kuzai, most of the times I've heard counselors talking about couples who come to them. So we go together, and all I will be saying to the counselor is, Kuzai is wrong. Please correct Kuzai. I'm not in the equation. So, and that's how communication is in most of the homes, where I'm always right. Kuzai is you're always wrong. Mm-hmm. So how do we correct that?
Well, okay, so we've been talking about healthy communication, right?
And
just to give you a few keys in when it comes to healthy communication. So you need to speak the truth in love. So even if on your side you're like, this is the truth, it still needs to be delivered with kindness and love. So you're not bringing anger or pride into whatever you're trying to communicate to your spouse, but you're speaking the truth in love. And then, like we mentioned before the break, be quick to listen, but slow to speak. Mm. So actually listening for understanding and not listening because I want to respond and I want to speak. You know, actively listening, being patient and intentional with your listening. That's going to help avoiding interruptions while the person is trying to bring about their thoughts and what they're trying to communicate to you. So instead, we're seeking to understand our spouse's heart on whatever topic it is that we are talking about, and using words that build, so not words that break. You know, you did this, you're like so mean, whatever words that'll break your spouse, Because a lot of times when we are in these conflict situations or we're trying to have communication, it's so easy to say words that are going to break your spouse and then come back and later on you've now calmed down and it's too late to take those words back.
So, now you've hurt them.
Even the Bible talks to us about it.
Mm.
Yeah, Ephesians 4:29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up.
Mm.
So when we're speaking, the words that we're speaking are to encourage, to affirm, and to uplift, even when we are discussing those hard things. We're going to avoid sarcasm. We're going to avoid criticism. We're going to avoid words of contempt. We're using words that will build and not break our relationship, our marriage. We're going to practice humility and gentleness, you know. Everything we say should be marked by grace. So not pride or defensiveness. As I mentioned earlier, we're not pirates versus sundowns or golden arrows, whatever. We are.
Don't get me into trouble. America. Don't get Radio Pulpit into trouble with golden arrows.
We're not two soccer teams competing against each other. You know, every time soccer happens, you see all the different teams and supporters coming up.
Mm.
But everything we need to say has to be marked by grace.
Okay.
You know, be willing to admit when you're wrong and ask for forgiveness. We even talk about this in one of our parenting programs where parents find it so difficult. Some parents find it so difficult to say, I'm sorry to their children when they had been the one wrong.
Yeah.
And we see it in marriage as well. It's so difficult for people to admit when they're wrong.
Mm.
But it's necessary.
Mm.
It's necessary to keep that fire burning and to have open communication is to be willing to admit when you're wrong and actually ask for forgiveness. I was wrong.
Mm.
I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And then, as we mentioned, praying together and for each other, that's going to help in your communication as well.
Mm. Now, when it comes to loving intentionally, protecting and prioritizing intimacy, I think with most couples, you find this is left with the husband. And you find a lot of husbands saying, I also desire for her to desire me. Want to, be at my, like serve me because when wives only serve with the food, maybe how they present it and all that, that's how far it goes.
Yeah.
So when it comes to your intimacy and all, wives wait for the husband to come and, what do we say that be the one who initiate the intimacy and all, and at the end of the day you find it's a dry marriage as well. We are together, but it's dry. So how do we work around that and encourage our women to also be part of this marriage cautiously? So
that is also where we come back to that premarital counseling. What are your expectations? So a lot of people are like, unmet expectations in marriage, but did you communicate that was an expectation of yours at the start?
Yeah.
Right there in your premarital counseling, did you say, hey, you know what? When it comes to intimacy, this is how I'm going to want us to do it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be the only one initiating. I'd love for you to initiate.
Mm.
You know, this lady has kept herself pure for the longest time, waiting for that day when she's going to get married. And she doesn't know that this is what you expect of her. So if you are not communicating your needs as well, the importance of communication in marriage, because a lot of things get left unsaid, and she might be thinking she's doing an amazing job, or he might be thinking he's doing an amazing job, but you're not telling them that these are the areas or these are the gaps that I'm feeling in our relationship. If you're not doing that, that person cannot guess that this is an area that we are struggling in.
Mm.
And then only at the end of it all, they would get told that this was the reason why our marriage broke apart. But they were never given an opportunity to know that this is an expectation and to allow them to work on that expectation.
Mm.
So I think it's very, very important to communicate our expectations of one another in our marriage, you know? So that way there's no confusion, there's no guesswork. It's pure, straight up, this is what I'm expecting. Will you be able to do this? How about we do it this way? And you've communicated it and you are both in a place where you are, you know, you're on the same page. So it goes right back to communication.
It goes back.
And that's that honest, vulnerable, open communication with one another.
I think
this is what I'm expecting.
I think when it comes to this part, it turns out to go this way, because when people are courting, the man is the hunter.
Yay, that's true.
So he has to make sure that he makes the calls, he sends messages first, and he comes around to visit his girl and all that. So he's the hunter, he's the chaser.
He's the hunter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so even when you get into marriage, then you expect him to continue hunting and chasing and proposing.
Yeah. And that's the thing. And that's why I love premarital counseling, because it gets you guys to sit down and map out what your marriage will look like.
Yeah.
How you will love each other. Mm-hmm. What roles you'll have for each other in your marriage. And you're able to discuss, because each marriage is unique. This is what we are expecting as a married couple. This is how we want our marriage to go.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's so important when you're sitting down with someone and you're mapping out what it's going to look like. How will our finances look like? How will we spend money? How will we save money? How will we raise our kids? How will we initiate intimacy? What does intimacy look like? Mm. You know, there's couples where you were not told that it was going to be an everyday thing.
Mm,
and now you're in the marriage, and for you, you thought it would be like, there's actually one of my clients that actually, when she got married, she thought it would be like, you know, lots of intimacy and whatever.
Mm.
But her husband believed that marriage is for procreating only.
Mm,
so they only have sexual intimacy when they are ready for another baby.
Mm.
So that became a problem, because it was not communicated. They did not communicate their expectations to each other, and then found themselves in a situation where this became a problem.
Mm.
So it's getting to a point of, right at the beginning, before the I do's, what will our marriage look like?
Mm.
How will we continue to grow and strengthen our marriage once we've already, you know, set our dues, you know, and it's very important. So that marriage counseling is, premarital counseling is extremely important. Communication in everything is important, because we can only know your heart and your desire if you communicate it to us.
So you can never say, no, just love me anyhow, because anyhow, my anyhow.
Tell us how you want to be loved.
Yes. Okay.
And that's where your love languages come in as well, because you want to be loved a particular way.
Uh-huh.
And it's important. Do the test. You can do it online. You know, how do I receive love?
Mm-hmm.
And your love language is something that will guide your spouse. Hey, my person is a words of affirmation person. This is how they receive.
Mm-hmm.
And picture love is through words of affirmation.
Okay. Wow, that is like really awesome right there. So how often should couples visit their relationship? Is it daily? Should we be talking about our relationships daily, about the marriage daily, or weekly, monthly, once in a while when we remember?
No. Oh, when you remember, my roommate is my spouse.
Yeah.
No. Well, Swangile, it's very important to do it daily. Daily check-ins with each other, daily check-ins, how are we doing, how are you doing, how am I doing? As we mentioned at the beginning, daily check-ins are important. It gives you a chance to connect with your spouse, what has happened in that day. It gives you a chance for you guys to revisit your shared purpose and vision.
Mm-hmm.
It also allows you guys to talk about any struggles and challenges that you're having. So this is that point where you would say, hey, listen, I want you to initiate tonight. Or I feel like you've not been initiating for a while. And then that becomes a point. But I think daily check-ins are important. You as a couple can decide what works best for you, but I highly recommend daily check-ins. It keeps you close. It keeps you connected as well, because you are checking in with each other daily, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of the intimacy part, should we schedule it? Because I've heard couples saying you need to have at least a timetable. And I remember a friend who said, yeah, you should know that every Tuesday, we are excited, you're looking forward every Tuesday, because you have to be intentional about it. Most couples don't even, after a certain period, they are married, that doesn't happen any longer. So how do you advise the couples to go about that?
That's a bit of a tricky one, hey? I think, as I've mentioned earlier, as you are preparing for your marriage, you can decide as a couple, what does it look like in terms of intimacy? How often do you want it? When do you want it? So for some other couples, scheduling works. For others, they love that spontaneity. They want to be spontaneous in when it happens, when you're feeling in the mood and that kind of stuff. So it'll depend on individual couples, what works best for them. If you feel like if we don't schedule it, we will miss out. So if we say every Tuesday, then it'll be every Tuesday and Thursday. That's okay. But if you are a person who loves to be spontaneous about it, then that's okay too. So you guys have to do what works well for you as a married couple, and where, you know, what will keep your tanks full and keep you, well balanced in that area. So it depends on the couple, but it's very important to discuss it, because if you don't discuss it, it can go long periods of nothing. If you are not discussing, what does sexual intimacy look like for us as a couple? So that's really important. And you get to hear what the husband feels, and you get to hear what the wife feels right at the beginning of your relationship, deciding that this is how sexual intimacy will look like for us in our relationship.
Wow. I see Pastor Khomotso Maga. Hello. Hello, Ma. How are you? And she says, joyous greetings, my dear Bongi, and entire wonderful listenership. A very interesting topic. Enjoy your slot with, enjoy your slot, my princess. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I would like for us to just take a moment and pray for our couples. There are certain things sometimes that go unsaid that are destroying. Little foxes, to you and I, when they would tell you the challenge, you'd be like, oh, guys, are you serious? But to them, they are not even little foxes, but they are huge. Or they have turned to become something really huge, monsters that can destroy their marriages. So to encourage such marriages, such couples that are going through, maybe now they are now roommates. They are no longer husband and wife, but they find themselves being roommates. And you're wondering if this can be resolved, because there's an anger that's been hanging there for years, and we haven't addressed this. I've seen a lot of couples being affected during the COVID-19 season, where you find now we have to face each other, and this thing that we have swept under the rug, we have to now go get it, deal with it, which has become very, very hard to do for many couples. So I'd like for you to just say a word to our couples. And closing in a way of closing, and then we would pray for them. But before you do that, let me quickly do this, and then we can just pray for our couples. Let me just do this.
Okay.
Tune in, grow in faith. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit. your trusted voice in faith and community. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Radio Pulpit yakha umzansi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
We are Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, having a great conversation with our Queen Kutsai Mwati, and we are talking about how couples can keep the fires burning in their marriages, which is like really awesome. You know, a family member just wrote in and says, Swangile, can the butterflies remain forever? Kutsai, we're talking fires burning. So can the butterflies remain forever?
You can make sure the butterflies remain forever by making sure that you are communicating with each other. You're setting aside specific times to connect with each other. So even not just the sex part of it, but also cuddling, massages, deep conversation, prayer with each other, planning date nights with each other, you know, that will actually lead to intimacy because you're remembering, hey, this is my person, you know?
Yeah.
And this is the person who chose me out of all the women in South Africa. I'm the one, you know? You able, like, if you can work, we need to work. We need to put in the effort into our marriages. We need to put in the love, the attention, the affection into our marriages. If we put in the work, we will reap the rewards and we will see our marriages flourishing.
I think those are the words that scare us right there, Kutsai. Work, put in the work. Oh. We don't want to put, no, say something sweet.
It's fun work. Remember, you're bonding, you're connecting, you're having time together.
Yeah.
You're going out on dates or going for ice cream, taking walks together. You know, it's fun work. It's actually really, really good work. Yeah.
Nice life problems, but right?
With that said, though, Swangile, on another note, focus on the family. We're about seeing families thriving. So if you are struggling, we do provide counseling. We have telephonic counseling. We've got email counseling. If you just want to be emailing someone and someone emailing you back, we can do that for you. In-person counseling and online counseling. And we also have a prayer. You can send in your prayers, your prayer requests, areas that you are struggling in. And we as an organization, as a ministry, we sit down and we pray for people. So all the prayers we receive, we get together as an organization and we pray over all those prayers, every single one that we receive. We've got resources available for you. If you're struggling in your marriages, struggling in your relationship, finances, whatever it is, day-to-day Christian life, we've got you covered for the whole entire family, right down to your kids. So please, please, please use us.
All right.
As a tool, as a resource for you when you are struggling, we are there to help you. We want to help you. We've got community engagement department, my team. We're going out in the schools. We're going out in the churches. We're going out into the everywhere. You know, talking, providing youth programs. We're providing parenting programs, marriage programs. So please call us. We are just a call away and we are available to help you. So you do not have to suffer or struggle alone. We are for you, and we want to see your marriages and your families thriving. Because we know if the families are thriving, the community is thriving, because the family is the backbone of our society. And if the marriages are not working, the families are then not working, the society itself is also not working. So if we can fix that, and if we can get our marriages and our families right, we will see our community, our nation thriving. And that's what we want to see. So where we can, we will gladly be willing to walk alongside you and to help you in whatever you're dealing with.
All right. So where do we go if we'd like to have these resources? We'd like to get help from Focus on the Family?
Okay, so you can go to our website. On our website, you get the radio broadcast as well. And our website is safamily.co.za. So safamily.co.za. Then we also have our WhatsApp line, if you're wanting to WhatsApp us. That is 083-792-6740. And if you want to call us, it is 031-716-3300. Or you can also email us at info@fotf.org.za. Sorry, let me say that again. info@fotf.org.za.
Thank you so much, my queen. Can we just take it to the Lord in prayer and pray for our family members who are in the category that we were talking about?
Definitely, definitely. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of marriage, Father. We know that it was designed by you, Father, as a sacred covenant of love, unity, and purpose. So today, Father, we lift up every couple who's listening before you, those that are thriving, those that are struggling, and those that are needing healing, Father. Lord, strengthen the bond of love between husband and wife. Help them to love one another as you have loved them, Father. And Father, teach them to communicate with kindness, listen with empathy, and forgive with grace, Father. Let gentleness replace anger, understanding replace assumptions, and prayer replace pride, Father. So, Father, may their homes be filled with peace, joy, laughter, and your Holy Spirit, Father. Protect their unions from every scheme of the enemy, Father. Guard their hearts and their minds in Jesus Christ, Father. So, Father, I pray that you'll let their love reflect your love, Father. A light to their children, their community, and the world at large, Father. Give them wisdom in decisions, strength in trials, and unity in all things that they will do, Father. Remind them that marriage is not just about happiness, but about holiness, about becoming more like you through their love for each other. So, Father, when it's hard, Lord, be their anchor. When it's joyful, be their song. And when they feel distance, draw them closer, first to you, Father, and then to each other. May their marriage bring joy and glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father, even for Sibongile and the amazing show she has, Father. May you bless her and her family as well, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
And amen. Thank you so much for ministering unto us, my queen. It has been awesome, awesome, awesome. And I hope that, yes, we were talking on a very light note, but I believe that it has been effective. And I can't wait to get some testimonies from family members of Radio Pulpit saying, on the day that you were talking to Kudzai, this is what happened in my marriage. And so we got restored, we are stronger and stronger than before. So thank you so much for talking
to
us.
Thank you so much for having me, Sibongile. It was such an honor and a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Have a blessed one, my queen.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And yes, my family, that is Kudzai Muhwati from Focus on the Family and giving us those tips. I hope that you are writing down because they are very important to help marriages or to help our couples to keep the fires burning in their marriage. For those who are aspiring, desiring to be married, I hope you also got something for yourselves. Now you know what you are prepared to do when you get into it. Do remember to visit their site at www.safamily.co.za. It's safamily.co.za, and you can also find them on their WhatsApp number, which is 083-792-6740. 083-792-6740. Alternatively, you can call them directly on 031-716-3300. And the emails, info@fotf.org.za.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
That's where you at. Gave you awesome songs coming there from Joey Moss. So Into You. I thought it was like really awesome to have that song there. And as we say, as we're talking about marriages, so into my spouse. But Joey Moss says, I'm so into you, Lord Jesus. Family, I'm signing out. Had a wonderful time with you this morning. Hope that you did the same as well. And you've enjoyed every moment. I'm signing out. Next up, we say hello to Germany. Yanni Belsa is getting ready for the next hour in perspective. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Leaving you with the sounds of Jonathan Butler, Love Never Fails. And next up is the news, and then the next voice after the news, Germany. Yanni Belsa in perspective. Bye-bye.
Where hope and faith thrive. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.